All right. So this is YC Life Radio. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
We're sitting here together with a group of young people. We have Tigrish, Marco,
hello.
Chino, someone sleeping, and Rusha. So we want to discuss topics like all around, like evolving around youth and stuff here in YC, because I thought this was a nice place for it, right? And yeah, I would like to start with a small quote, like to bring us into the topic. I'm going to read it to you, and then like you can share your thoughts on it and just see how you feel about this topic, yeah? Okay, so the secret message communicated to most young people today by the society around them is that they are not needed, that the society will run itself quite nicely until they, at some distant point in the future, will take over the reins. Yet the fact is that the society is not running itself nicely, because the rest of us need all the energy, brains, imagination and talent that young people can bring to bear down on our difficulties. For society to attempt to solve its desperate problems without the full participation of even very young people is imbecile. It's a quote by Alvin Toffler. He's an American futurist, like someone who basically studies future, let's say, and a writer. Yeah.
Evolution of society.
Right. So what do you think about that quote? What would you like to comment on that, if you have
I anything? Think that it's not about a modern society. It's like on every level of the history, then when new generation comes, the past generation start to label and to say that they're how did you say the last word, infantile?
Imbecile.
Imbecile, yes, yeah. That something else, but the mankind is still on, mm-hmm. And like in one point, society become ruled by young people, mm-hmm. That, like yesterday they've been young, tomorrow they will become elder and elder and elder, so like... I don't know. I don't think that it's just about today.
Yeah.
It's about tendency of humans in general.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically about how the full society treats that one particular like group of youth, right?
Yeah, sure.
And do you feel like as young people, do you feel appreciated enough by society? And do you feel like you could actually take up the role of being, let's say, a future leader? Or... is there anything that like we would like to have more support or like more opportunities or like more responsibilities to take up?
I think that now young people need to connect with each other, because that's the only way how we can support each other. We should not wait support from another generations, from like that's the way, because all of us have more or less the same background, if we mm-hmm. would say, in like global way, and all of us faced with the same problems that last the generations left for us, for example, ecological disaster, and mm-hmm. Now that's the moment when we cannot allow ourselves to be infantile anymore, and we have to take this responsibility and just to connect with each other and yes, and try to change the world and to make it in a better place, because who else if not us?
Okay. So what do you think, Marco? Do you feel like a heavy responsibility on yourself as a young person in this world?
I feel like we also have to take care that like the generations after us have a good experience in this mm-hmm. world. And this point, yeah, for sure there's responsibility, but I just give this like this responsibility comes from my side. I feel that because like
mm-hmm.
yeah,
so you are like, you don't feel like it's pressured on yourself by society, but it's just no. something that you do out of your values.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be the change that you would like to see in the future, like led by youth and by young people?
First of all, like, a fight against the climate change and, like, about...
Mm-hmm. Climate change?
No. Yeah. Mm. But maybe
Black
also...
Yeah?
Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah.
I think since he touched the factor of responsibilities, I switch his sentence on the opposite view, and I would say that it's not that the youth has a lack of understanding and the elders, because they're more experienced, they have more understanding, but it's more that they have more responsibilities because mm-hmm. they're used to taking this responsibility and they live with it and then they put their own perspective of their own understanding. And the youth lacks this responsibility, maybe, which will lead also to have more involvement in our daily society. Because
mm-hmm.
understanding, I believe we have, and we have different values and some similar on a sort of level. If we also don't want to separate youth and elders, you know, like there are values which are very on the same level. It's more about how to understand and how to take this responsibility forward with the community.
Yeah.
Chai time!
Chai time!
Long distance callers make long distance.
Ta-dam! All right.
Life.
Responsibility as a young person, right? What do you have to say to that, Tigrish?
Well, I think it's more about the responsibility as an old person, you know? Because, see, right now the people who have control over society, like, they're like, I feel like they're steering it in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And also where it's more control over things, mm-hmm. with more laws and basically reduced freedom. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in my opinion, you know, you should be able to do anything you want as long as you don't cause harm to others.
Okay.
And, like, what I feel is, like, the older generations have more responsibility than the newer generation. Like, they should better educate and make it so that the world is, like, a better place for the next generation that comes.
Mm-hmm. So. I think there's a reason for that, that, like, older people have more responsibilities and, like, more freedom in a way also because they are further educated.
Well, I wouldn't say they have more freedom because we all live in the same world.
Okay.
But I'd say they have more responsibility because they have been here longer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I mean, generally, older people would know more.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should, like, make better choices. Mm-hmm. And more educated choices.
Okay, so you feel like kind of, like, older generations did, like, took the wrong choices in the past, and this is kind of causing problems nowadays that, like, you will have to face in your future?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I feel, you know, in the younger generation, there's more people with more open minds.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if we get those people, like, in power,
yeah.
Like, the world would be more free, you know, would have more freedom of expression, mm-hmm. and more equality, I'd say.
Okay. So empowerment for you is a strong topic.
Right.
How would you empower youth? What do you think are, like...
Well, it's complicated, I'd say.
Complicated. Anyone ideas? How can we empower the youth?
No, I'm more into, like, you know, states. They usually like putting fines,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, making people pay for things.
Yeah.
Or they should not be supposed, or they're not supposed to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like more towards healthcare and education. Maybe put the speed limits a bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
No, not on the dirt roads though.
Not on the dirt roads, but like on highways. See, yeah, I take example in my country, France, like. Road limits, I mean speed limits are like 130 for the highway, and like it used to be 90 from the normal roads, and now they keep lowering the speed,
yeah.
and lowering it all the time, and now like the money they make from it is like more and more,
yeah.
because they keep making putting fines. And
I think a way to empower the youth is to involve them / us in different like choices that we make as a community or a town, and yeah, because voices are important. And
yeah, I also feel like on a personal level, everybody should just like let other people know their opinion about it and not like keep it in you, because then nobody would hear you, nobody yeah could know what's your opinion about something.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel is, like, one problem in the world right now is many people don't have enough time for themselves, you know, so they can't really think.
Yeah.
So you need to, like...
Now they have corona time.
Corona.
They have so much time.
Let's say without corona, they don't. Many people don't. So, like, they can't really think, and the world goes to shit.
It's very tough. It's not working properly. That's what Luke just said. So I'm going to play a song.
Wait, no, meanwhile, I want to crunch my apple into
okay,
the...
Okay, go crunch your apple.
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to play a song.
Ha! some of you people just about missed it.
Looking at the radio.
Yeah. Anna, you send the link to everyone in WhatsApp.
Yeah, no?
Yeah,
I don't use WhatsApp. Okay. No. Should we keep discussion going? Any, like, what topic is moving you as a young person nowadays?
Corona.
We're not streaming
it. So,
what is something that's touching you?
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Money is a good topic.
Yeah.
How do you deal with
money? Money is the biggest problem.
Tell us about money.
Need more.
Why is money a problem?
Because without money, we can't survive.
And it doesn't circulate nicely.
Okay. No.
Yeah. And how do you see, like, the role of the youth in that topic? Like,
a little drunk.
Like,
I think destroy the idea of money.
Rob banks.
We burn the money, we rob the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude, I seriously believe that, like, we have the power to, like, make a revolution, like, restructure the whole economic system and get, like, more independent of
but
money.
But people are lazy.
Why are people lazy? We just have
sleeping too much.
But I think, yeah, we could, like, I don't know, we could go back to, like, exchangement instead of exchanging.
Well, you know, money paper is just a standard, like, of exchange.
Just, yeah, like, but not everything is
it's just
calculated. Like, not everything is set as the actual price, let's say. Or, like...
Well, it's supply and demand. See, like, if you were exchanging, I don't know, cigarettes for weed or something. You know, like, one person would estimate, like, okay, one joint is worth 10 cigarettes. But yeah, then, like, the other guy said, no, it's my joint and I want to sell it.
Did you try?
40 cigarettes.
Did you try?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you exchange stuff, no?
That's, you know, good. Okay, but see, exchanging makes sense. And, like,
but, like, you can put your own value on things, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we talk about money, like, we talk about everything to survive, you know? Like, right now, like, the thing that you use to survive is money. Like, you buy food for money and stuff.
Imagine
but
a world without money.
It
would be much more complex to estimate the worth of something compared to something else.
But we can't do that. Now we can't. We don't have the power. So we need to think alternating, guys.
That's right. Like, you can go around that, you know? Like,
maybe.
I don't see money as the issue anyways. I see more like how it's done and, like, managed by the people who have a lot of it.
That's it. I think instead of getting rid of money, we could also just revolutionize the whole...
logic around?
Yeah, logic around. Maybe more about not what it worth it, but like how much effort somebody put in this good, and then calculate for that how much it would be worth, you know.
And then if it does harm to the planet or anything, then, like,
exactly,
it's it should be, well, more expensive, which is like the contrary now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in this way, I think it would be way more fair. Yeah.
Oh no, but then if... No, never mind. If it was expensive, then the person who harms the planet is going to make more profit. That doesn't make sense.
Coffee? Yeah, man.
You can put this money as, like, tax.
That's what I was giving to you.
Like,
yes. Yes.
There's the actual cost of making it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tax it. It's like carbon tax or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I know, but see, if we look at Orwell and if we talk about finances, right? Like you say, you're struggling with money. Yeah, Lucas has a lot to say about that.
Mainly answers.
Like, yeah, no, but see, like, we see that topic, like the topic of, like, financial insecurity and stuff here on a, like, kind of small scale, you know. So if you say, like, I would like to have a world without money or something, well, where could we start with that, you know? Like, how can we provide financial security without money?
Growing food.
Growing
food. More food.
Yeah.
More food.
Yeah. Organic farming.
Well, I just, like, if I was, like, I had total control over the world,
yeah,
I'd, like, make a socialist type country and, like, thing where, like, you know, everyone comes in the world, like, something, you know, base, at least some, like, an apartment or house, and, like, the means to, like, function.
Explain us socialism. Maybe some people don't know what it exactly means.
Well, it's the, say, a group of people working for each other, or basically, like, they all, like, make an effort.
Mm-hmm.
So that the group thrives, I think.
So that would be your definition of, like...
Yes. But, like, at the same time, like, don't make it, like, full communist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the freedom with it. So basically, like, you can still, like, buy stuff, do your thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to, like... you don't want to, like, this full oppressed equality that was there in the Soviet Union, for example?
Yeah, no, that is bad.
Okay.
Like, some ways, you know, because people, they can't think for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's the need for the government to, like, pressure the people, do censorship, and also that the whole thing stays together. Otherwise, like, it just breaks apart.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to make, like, you know, like, a place where, like, everyone's happy, kind of, you know? Like, they don't complain.
Alright. What would you do if you could rule the world, Marco?
What would I do if I would rule the world?
You would be the ruler for one day. What would you do?
Mm.
Good question. Build a space rocket and go.
No. I think I would try to figure out like a better way for like free health for everybody.
Free health?
Health. Like health system.
Yeah, I think health comes up with a lot of things before also, like in a moment, for example, you have a sufficient community that has food for everyone and nobody is struggling to find that need, then that covers other needs, and then, you know, like if you have food, then the community can collaborate to build the houses and the places where people can stay without needing much money and utilizing the material we have in the forest, since we're talking about Arville in this moment, and in Arville we have material that we can use to build, and we don't need to actually get it from out if we would like to, if we would want to, and if we were not in a rush to create something, but actually create what we need at the moment, and not always looking at the future, but we need this, but we need this, and actually not looking at what we need now. And if you have these kind of needs covered, then you have no... Like, you have support in health also, because you live in an environment which is more healthy. So I think it kind of, like, all of them connects to each other.
So you would like to, like, go to the root cause of health problems?
Yeah, health problem, I mean, I guess it comes from a lack of stability of your own environment and, like, a non-care of, you know, like, emotional care of the people living around you. So, like, if you live in a community and you're... you know, like a number of people which is not so high, then you have more care and you can care of each other and you can help each other. If you live in a community that has more people and you start, you know, not even knowing how many people there are around and you don't know everyone, then there is a lack of emotional support, there is a lack of everything. I think, I mean, I don't know, I think also in one of the perspective I'm trying to, one of the opinion that I'm trying to grow, it's the number of people that live in a society. Like, I don't know if big society will ever work. I, like, until now, I've never seen a big city that worked. So I believe more in small numbers. So, like, creating community that are self-sufficient, but in small numbers, and then you can exchange between communities. But to keep a number that doesn't, you know, like, make it so big. Like, to not have one place in particular that holds everything, but to have each place has their own. And they can, like, maybe with similar values, with, yeah, also same values if you really want, but that they don't depend on each other. So, like, that each of them has everything they need, and then you can share what you got, pretty much.
Also something else. It's like a democracy right now, when it's mixed with, like, capitalism.
Yeah.
There's a big problem, it's corruption. So basically, like, people who take decisions, so like, say, a Senate or Parliament, like, 95% of them are corrupted. They all serve interests of bigger corporations and things like that. And they only make laws so that certain people with, like, some interests get more gain out of whatever decision they make. You know, so if you have a democracy, like, you should control ownership of things, but, like, ownership at a large scale, so not like the owners, like, you don't care like what one random guy does, you know, like, but it's more like, say, a corporation or something to start to buy like land or water sources, things like that, you know, to gain a monopoly like of basic resources. So that's like a real problem. Like, it's basically at a large scale. Like, I don't really have that many examples in mind, but it should be more controlled and, like, overseen, you know, by a, I'd say, special, like, committee or something like that. Because, like, right now, like, if you have, like, capitalism, like, uncontrolled, mixed with democracy, it's just, like, all the decisions that get made are, like, not for the people, they're just for people with influence, that's all.
So you also feel like, as a citizen of this world, basically, you don't have enough power... Or, like, you don't
You have almost no power. need like people that follow you if you want power.
Mm-hmm.
And like the means to back it. So in this world, money.
I think the issue is, you know.
The issue is.
What?
This ain't no time to play. Give